Task 3. In this section, you will hear some information about stalactites and stalagmites. Your task will be to complete the sentences with the exact words you hear in the text. Write one word in each gap, that is, two words in each item. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet.
Two explorers searching the depths of a giant cave collect various samples of rocks and minerals for research. They've descended into an area never before touched by human hands, nor seen by human eyes, so they must be extra careful not to disturb the natural formations. One false step could upset thousands of years of peace and quiet. But as one explorer absent-mindedly admires the breathtaking beauty of the cave, the other urgently calls out, "Watch out for that stalagmite!" The explorer looks up and makes a horrible mistake. He's mixed up stalactites and stalagmites, and a second later he steps on a precious stalagmite and breaks it. It's one of those timeless questions that plagues us from elementary school on, right up there with, "Why is the sky blue?" Which one hangs above and which one stands up from the ground? Stalactites are the formations that hang from cave ceilings like icicles, while stalagmites look like they're emerging from the ground and stand up like traffic cones. Two formations are also sometimes referred to collectively as dripstone. We can trace the word stalactite and stalagmite back to the Greek word stalasine, which means to drip. This is fitting because it describes how both are formed in nature. Although they look lifelike and a little creepy, stalactites and stalagmites grow simply because of water running over and through inorganic material. Limestone caves, where most stalactites and stalagmites are found, are mainly composed of calcite, a common mineral found in sedimentary rocks. And if you ever forget which one's which, here are two classic memory tricks to get stalactites and stalagmites straight. Stalactite has a T in it, as in T for top. Stalagmite has a G in it, as in G for ground.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Two explorers searching the depths of a giant cave collect various samples of rocks and minerals for research. They've descended into an area never before touched by human hands, nor seen by human eyes, so they must be extra careful not to disturb the natural formations. One false step could upset thousands of years of peace and quiet. But as one explorer absent-mindedly admires the breathtaking beauty of the cave, the other urgently calls out, "Watch out for that stalagmite!" The explorer looks up and makes a horrible mistake. He's mixed up stalactites and stalagmites, and a second later he steps on a precious stalagmite and breaks it. It's one of those timeless questions that plagues us from elementary school on, right up there with, "Why is the sky blue?" Which one hangs above and which one stands up from the ground? Stalactites are the formations that hang from cave ceilings like icicles, while stalagmites look like they're emerging from the ground and stand up like traffic cones. Two formations are also sometimes referred to collectively as dripstone. We can trace the word stalactite and stalagmite back to the Greek word stalasine, which means to drip. This is fitting because it describes how both are formed in nature. Although they look lifelike and a little creepy, Stalactites and stalagmites grow simply because of water running over and through inorganic material. Limestone caves, where most stalactites and stalagmites are found, are mainly composed of calcite, a common mineral found in sedimentary rocks. And if you ever forget which one's which, here are two classic memory tricks to get stalactites and stalagmites straight. Stalactite has a T in it, as in T for top. Stalagmite has a G in it, as in G for ground.